Real Men of Genius.
Real Men of Genius.
Today we salute you, Mr. Bathroom Stall Dirty Joke Writer.
Mr. Bathroom Stall Dirty Joke Writer.
Armed with your trusty marker, you do the impossible. Make an incredibly dirty place even dirtier.
Scribble it down now.
Your jokes make us pee our pants. Lucky for us, they're down around our ankles.
Yeah!
You answer our most vexing question. Whatever happened to the man from Nantucket?
Oh, that's a good one.
So crack open an ice cold Bud Light, oh ruler of the rhyme. Because when we're looking for a good time, we call you.
Oh, Mr. Bathroom Stall Dirty Joke Rider.
Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Hello and welcome to week 5 in review of the RBFFL. A little strange this week. We had a Tuesday game, which is obviously Wednesday for you guys. And no Thursday game. Obviously, lots of movement and fluid scheduling going on. We also had a game postponed. That was the Broncos and the Patriots. They'll be back actually on Sunday. Moving around kind of bye weeks and who's playing what week is going to be something we all have to get used to. And it's going to be really important, I think, that it's really just to watch the news, try to make changes at the last minute, and a possible suggestion of nominating each week one or two reserve players so that if in the situation on a Sunday morning here, which is obviously very, very late or in the middle of the night in Australia, there is a game that gets postponed. There's an opportunity for that reserve player or two, maybe a running back and a wide receiver slash tight end to actually be filled in. Something worth considering and maybe an email around to sort of see people's thoughts. Anyway, let's jump into the games. Because there were some good ones, actually. The first one I'm going to talk about really did go down to the wire. It was the Crabs 122 defeating the Costanzas 118. And both teams had some issues when it comes to, you know, those players that have been caught up in postponements and delays. And some in-game injuries. But let's just start with the Crabs 122. Mahomes, even in a loss to Vegas, was very good. He had 30 points, a couple of touchdowns. He rushed in a touchdown. Gurley actually had probably, well, not probably, best game of the season, best game in two or three seasons, 121 yards. He had a touchdown, also had a 29 yards in the air. He had 25 points. Johnson got injured on the first catch that he made, didn't score. Metcalf, two touchdowns, 93 yards receiving, 27 points. If anyone did get an opportunity to see that game, that last drive was all Wilson and Metcalf. Kelce had 108 yards receiving and receiving touchdown at 24 points. Gibson had four. Mo Alie-Cox didn't score. And special teams combined for 12. The Chargers just hanging in there as that game went into overtime. And once again, Chargers lost with a scoreline that was within one score. On the bench, again, just eliminating the quarterbacks. Henderson had 21. For the Costanzas, very, very close to winning this one, 118, I think. We'll all agree that really, really tough injury for Dak Prescott, and a tough one for Costanzas because it happened at a point in the game. I'm pretty sure Dak would have got an extra 4 points to tie and five to win. So, end up with 12. Tough break there. No pun intended. It was a bad break. Connor had 11. He had a rushing touchdown and 44 yards. Beckham sort of came back down to earth a bit. He had 5 points and 58 yards. Williams had 106 yards and a TD, 24 points. He looks really good. Dolphins just crushed San Francisco. Henry had a touchdown and 23 yards for 11 points. Edwards-Helaire had 8. Struggled a little bit against Vegas. And the big news overnight is that Le'Veon Bell has actually signed with Kansas City. And so that'll definitely have an impact on Edwards-Helaire. Cooks, best game of the season, best game in 5 seasons, 161 yards and a touchdown. He had 30 points. Special teams combined for 17. On the bench, good news is Roethlisberger and Bridgewater both scored pretty good, you know, quarterback one numbers, 21 and 27 respectively. Drake had 12. He's been disappointing. He had 12. Williams bounced back with 109 yards and 2 TDs, 39 points. Be very interesting to see what happens with Keenan Allen. They have a bye this week coming up, so that'll change some things, but very interesting to see Williams doing well with Herbert. Edmonds had 14, so there is some points on the bench. It's just a matter of bouncing back from a 1-4 start, and that's going to be one thing we'll have to watch. You know, really besides that game, no other games were close. So let's just plow through them, because there were some good scores though. The Queens 133 defeated the previously undefeated Maulers 73. Everyone has one of those games. And it was the Maulers that had it this week. For the Queens 133, great results. Murray's been a very, very good fantasy quarterback. 380 yards, passing touchdown, a rushing touchdown, 27 points. Mike Davis been a great fill-in for McCaffrey. 23 points with 89 rushing yards, 60 receiving yards, and a touchdown. Thielen had 2 touchdowns and 80 yards for 26 points. Robinson had 90 yards, so he had 9 points. Hayden Hurst didn't score. He's a little banged up. Not sure what the results are going to be there for the coming week. Carson, even though he wasn't used as much as usual, he had 13 points with a touchdown and 52 rushing yards. That was a great game. It was a great game to watch. Fuller had a touchdown, 14 points. Special teams combined for a very nice 21. On the bench, DJ Moore bounced back with 24 points. So something to kind of look out for. Not much else to report on the bench. For the Maulers, 73 points. Yeah, not their best week, but that's all right. You put one of these ones behind you. Ryan had 5. Dalvin Cook had 14, rushing touchdown. Went out of the game. It's questionable for this week. Maybe he'll get less usage, but boy, when he's rushing well, he looks amazing. Smith-Schuster had 2. That was less than usual. CeeDee Lamb looked good, 124 yards, 17 points. He looks like the best rookie. We'll see what happens with Dalton as the quarterback. Higby got a point. Mostert got 11, 90 yards. In a losing effort, he looked strong. Evans had 13 with a touchdown. Continues to do well, and special teams combined for 10. On the bench, Freeman had 14 with a rushing touchdown, so in New York, looks pretty good. Even though, as I said, not to mention kind of the quarterbacks, but Herbert with 30 is looking like one of the best quarterback rookies, which is good to see. So Queens 133 defeated the Maulers 73. The Cows, whoa, 171. What a huge effort. Defeating the Dockers 93. And it's, you know, losing with 93, hard to kind of deal with. Let's just jump in to the Cows, who are starting to look pretty good. Wentz had 13, 2 touchdowns. Gaskin had 14, touchdown, good yardage. Hill had 14 with a touchdown, 78 yards. Ridley had 136 receiving yards, he had 18. Jonnu Smith had 22 with 2 touchdowns. Crowder had a touchdown, 116 yards. 25. Slayton had 129 yards, 17. Get this, special teams combined for 48. That's pretty good numbers. On the bench, Jared Cook had 17. Emmanuel Sanders had 17. Seems looking good. And I think, and with McCaffrey potentially coming back, starting to look like a little bit of a dark horse. And I haven't said that about the Cows probably ever. So it's good to see the Cows with a lot of depth, some good scores coming out of them. Dockers 93. They're right on the edge. They're a player or two short. Allen kind of let him down this week. Two touchdowns. He had the two picks. 11 points. Sanders had 25. Two rushing touchdowns and 80 yards. Looks really good. Pittsburgh, but not easy to run against. Tate had four. Woods had 22. A touchdown. A nice long touchdown. Andrews had a touchdown. He had 14 points. Gordon, this was a victim play because Gordon actually last minute went turned into a bye. So did the Patriots' defense. Parker had 14 with a touchdown. He's definitely has been a good keeper. Myers had three. So, you know, you could easily have got this score up to about 112, but at the same time, they weren't going to beat the Cows. Not much to report on the bench. So, Cows, big winners. The Frio Finns get off the mark. A little nick through the slips down the third man. They're on the board. 121 defeated the Mudcats 68. Breeze had 24, best game of the year, had a touchdown, rushing touchdown, and 325 yards. Henry had two touchdowns, 17, looked back. Watkins had a touchdown, but he's out. Jefferson had two. Kittle had four. Disappointing for both those. Ronald Jones had 106 yards, 16 points. King Cole had a touchdown, 11 points, and special teams combined for a very nice 36. On the bench, Jimmy Graham had 12. Good pickup from the pool. AJ Brown was back, 17. It's good to see. So some bench options to fit in for some injuries. 121, 68 for the Muddies. Seems like that's the sort of score they can post. It's not good enough. 20 for Minshew, two touchdowns, 300 yards. Montgomery looked good with a rushing touchdown, 11. Allen had 11 with a receiving touchdown, but is questionable for this week. Four for Boyd, disappointing. He's normally better than that. Waller bounced back with 13. Chark had a point, looks in doubt with an injury. Ayuk had four, special teams combined, just for four. So some issues there. On the bench, decisions to make a quarterback, but Madison looked really good, had 18. I'm sure he's going to play a much, much bigger role. So the Finns, off the mark, beating the Muddies, 121 to 68. The Devils, they're in that sort of 68 range as well, which is a little tough one, but the Wipeouts, 92, defeated them. Just look at the Wipeouts. Jackson had 11, a couple of touchdown passes. They didn't really need to do too much. Hunt looked very good. Obviously, with Chubb going down, he had 18, had a receiving touchdown. 27 to Hopkins, just a beast. 131 yards and a receiving TD. 4 for Lockett, 5 for Hooper. Anderson's been probably the surprise pack of the year. 112 yards, 16 points. McLaurin had 2, special teams combined for 9. Nothing to report on the bench. 92, solid number. Got to get over 100, I think, on a weekly basis to be a real contender. But the Wildcats are still in the game. For the Devils, 6 for Jones. Elliott had 22, 2 rushing touchdowns. He's probably going to get a lot more work now. Moore didn't score. Gallup had 7. I think Gallup's going to be a lot better with Dalton. Gronk had 5. Just can't see him doing much week to week. Jacobs is a very good running back. 19 points, 2 touchdowns, 77 yards. Green didn't score. I think Green's done for the time being. He's got another hamstring injury. Broncos were on a bye, last minute bye. You know, that's what I was talking about. And special teams combined for 8. On the Brent bench, 31 for Ruggs. Looks like a really good rookie. So that's something to look out for. Final game we're going to check out. It's very low scoring, disaster fest. Budgie 77 defeated the Hamsters 50. Look at the Budgies. 25 for Watson. He had 3 TDs. Looked pretty good. Kamara had 11 points, mostly receiving. He's going to get points no matter what happens. Cooper had 2. Dak's going to be a big loss. Cup had six, not one of his better weeks. Ebron didn't score. He had a fumble to offset some of his yards. Robinson had two. He had a fumble as well, but he'll do better against lesser running defenses. Brown had 16. Special teams combined for 15. Not much on the bench except Taylor had 12, getting a lot of yardage. Hampson's scored 50. It doesn't look like their year. Usually they're always scrapping around. That thought of a party on draft night might have been just a killer. Wilson had 21. He's going to be great for the whole season, three touchdown passes. Bell had six, but as I mentioned, Bell's moving on, and I think he'll probably do a lot better in Kansas City. Diggs has been a surprise packet. He had 100 yards, 15 points. Smith didn't score. It's going to be a fluid kind of New Orleans situation with Thomas coming back. Ertz didn't score. Judy had the bye, another victim there, last minute. Special teams combined for 8. On the bench, besides quarterbacks, Claypool had 49. Hard to predict. Certainly would have won this one. But unfortunately, it was a loss to the Hamsters. So, let's have a quick look at where we are with the standings. In the north, there's two teams at 4-1, the Queens and the Maulers. And there's a 3-2 team. Right now, 1, 2, and 4 ranked teams in the league coming from the one division. A couple of wild cards maybe there. In the south, the Cows are 3-2, a game ahead of the Dockers, who are 2-3. And the Frio Finns, 1-4, but scoring points and not completely out of it. In the east, Crabs are 4-1. Muddy's 2-3, and Costanza's are 1-4. So right now, no one's undefeated, and everybody's won something. In the west, the 3-2 Budgies lead the division from the 2-3 Devils and the 1-4 Hamsters. Upcoming games, very interesting. Crabs play the Hamsters. It could be a bloodbath. Really, Costanzas play the Devils. If Costanzas can win this one, it sort of keeps them going for the season. Queens play the Mudcats. Shouldn't be too difficult for the Queens. Cows play the Maulers. That's going to be a great game, 2 4-1 teams. Dockers play the Wipeouts. That's also a good one, 2-3-2 teams. Very important game, that one. The Budgies play the Finns. I'm calling the Finns to win that one. So, as we wrap up this week, as I said before, some interesting stuff going on in terms of bye weeks coming at the last minute. Think about that, guys. Secondly, trade this week. Elliott's gone to the Crabs from the Devils for Eckler and some draft picks. I think rebuilding phase, long-term rebuilding phase for the Devils is in order. And just, you know, my kind of view on it is keeping Zeke at $70, totally get it. But it's, you know, it's nice to have some low-cost rookies coming out of the draft. It is a gamble. Sometimes hard to pick, but a lot of them stick. So that's it for this week. Have a good one, everybody. Stay well. Bye for now.
Bud Light presents Real Men of Genius.
Real Men of Genius.
Today we salute you, Mr. Pet Toy Designer.
Mr. Pet Toy Designer.
Nothing keeps Puppy from chewing our $100 shoes like $400 worth of little squeaky rubber shoes.
Squeakity squeak now.
The ham chop, the dog phone, the kooky cucumber. All incredibly lifelike when viewed by an unintelligent colorblind animal.
I'm nobody's fool.
There's not a toy you make that dogs don't love. But then again, they also eat their own poop.
Eat their own poop.
So crack open an ice cold Bud Light, oh champion of the chew toy. After all, isn't it time someone threw you a bone?
Mr. Pet Toy Designer.
Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.